This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
Hour 5, G-Bag Nation, 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a fantastic day. It's been a huge day already for us, with 4 hours down and one to go. The trade for the Cowboys, Mingo coming in, wide receiver from Carolina for a four. That has dominated quite a bit of discussion. Not many Cowboy fans happy with it. So we're keeping our fingers crossed and hoping for the best that somebody saw something in the guy and it can be a divergence from what he experienced in the first season and a half so far in his career. Been disappointing. We just got the news P.J. Washington sprained knee, and he's going to be out for tomorrow's game. Derek Lively, MRI results, awaiting that on his shoulder. So with all that, we do have some college football coming up in about 20 minutes. But right now, T-Day Tuesday with the boys. Take it away, guys.
Let's do it. Speaking of college football, we got the best touchdown calls of the football weekend, college and pro. Let's do it with some T-D Tuesday.
See what a day is like.
Boom shakalak. Boom shakalak. Boom shakalak. T-D Tuesday shakalak.
A historical TD Tuesday, Election Tuesday, College Football Playoffs, Election Tuesday, absolutely on fire. Last night we closed down the NFL weekend in Arrowhead in overtime. Todd Bowles, you coward. Here goes Kareem Hunt.
Handoff, Kareem Hunt, right side, powering, he is, give it to him, touchdown, Kansas City, it's a walk-off touchdown by Kareem Hunt, and the Kansas City Chiefs stay undefeated at 8-0, the only unbeaten team in the National Football League. 14 straight wins for the Chiefs Kingdom. That's an all-time Kansas City record and seventh in National Football League history.
That was a mouthful. Mitch Holthus, wow, that's Mitch. Big time. Undefeated Mitch. Chiefs Radio Network. Ooh. And Zach Wolchuk, Football Yoda, perhaps back and better than ever. Calling the Chiefs, flirting with an undefeated season so far, looking good. Couple that with the Commanders pop-up year, all of a sudden Wolchuk on a bit of a heater.
Yeah, you're right. Thursday night football, too.
Don't mind the fact that he picked the Patriots over the weekend.
Oh, okay? Shut up,
you just forget that, and everything else is just aligning right now.
Stop it. We'll get to New England in a second, but let's go to Florida, where the Canes are in the top five, and Cam Ward is doing Heisman things.
Takes the snap. They rush four. He throws. He's got a man out there. It's going at the 20, 15, 10, 5. They call me George. Touchdown. It's a touchdown. Touchdown, Miami. 49 yards.
Get you one.
Joe Zagacki on the call for the Hurricanes.
His brother was my professor at LSU.
Jim, right?
Yeah, I don't know what it is. I forgot. Dr.
Whoa, Jim Zagacki.
It was, I don't know what his name is, but it was, he was like a
Charles Zagacki.
He was a speech guy.
Tim.
Like a public speaking guy.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, that was Tom.
Was it Joe? I think it was Joe.
Might have been Susan.
I think it was Joe Zagacki.
Joe Zagacki is the guy who was just on the call.
Oh, was that?
Yeah.
That's such a great name, though, the Zagacki.
It was a Zagacki. He was a professor at LSU in the 80s.
No,
his
I believe
brother
it.
Was.
Yeah, you've been making up names all day. Just add this one to the
I'm
list.
No, I'm just serious about it.
I cannot wait for y'all scouting report on Cam Ward. What a ridiculous player. Like, Miami would be nothing without him. No. but he makes a couple of plays a game.
Wasn't even recruited.
He runs. He does the run backwards 30 yards and then throw across your body and just see what happens. Yeah. And oftentimes it's an interception at least once a game.
There's
pretty
so
crazy.
Many Zagakis.
There's an endless list of
I just put in
Zagaki.
Professor Zagaki. There's a Kenneth and a Christopher.
He might not be
I
with
knew
us
it.
Anymore.
I called it from the jump.
Gosh, there's a lot.
Well, from Joe Zagaki to Joe.
LSU, did you put that in there? Go ahead.
No, I didn't.
Okay, sorry.
Joe Burra to Mr. Gesicki.
Three receivers left, one right.
Go,
Joe
go.
Has the ball. Looking left. Throws. Caught by Gesicki. Wow. He's at the 20. Middle of the field, 10. 5. Touchdown.
Wow. Wow.
47 yards. Touchdown pass number 5 for Joe Burrow.
Wow, wow, wow.
What's my man? He's usually asleep?
Usually Dave's like, yeah, yeah. That's what I'm saying.
I was doing the go, go, go.
Once it's 38-17, it's just like, golly, another one. This is amazing. Ooh, ah, Cincinnati Radio Network with the call. Now let's get to New England, okay? Patriots Radio. I just think we should stop the game here is where this thing should have stopped. Actually, Gerard Mayo.
He's a coward.
He's a damn coward. You should have gone for two, man. Drake May just made an unbelievable play for a TD to Ramondre Stevenson.
The snap to May. Back two steps. Looks to the end zone. He pumps. He backs up. He slides left. He looks in the left corner. Now he rolls to his right. He pulls up in the middle of the field. Drake May eludes a defender. Running to his left. Looking to the end zone. Trying to keep the play alive. Falling down. He throws to the end zone. It's caught!
It's got it!
Touchdown!
It's
got Ramondre it! Stevenson!
Amazing. It was a crazy play.
Scott Zolak, right?
Yeah.
I want to say that Gerard Mayo also declined taking the ball first.
No, he did
overtime.
Not. Don't tell me that.
I pulled a Marty Morningwick.
I think. Let me make sure I'm not wrong. Oh, I'm pretty sure I saw Pro Football Talk have the article on it. I'll pull it up here.
Can I get this one waved?
I felt really really bad.
This is ridiculous
for Walchuk when I saw the headline. I'll find it here in a second. But let's go ahead and get to a little Texas Tech Red Raider football. This is now going to be the Colorado Buffaloes are going to take on the Tortillas and whatnot.
That's going to be
a big one. But first, they went into Ames, Iowa, and stole one from the Cyclones.
Snap to Brooks, right side. Touchdown, Red Raiders!
Taj Brooks
gets the corner on the right side, and the Red Raiders have the lead.
You've got Jalen Conyers that leads and just drives his man into the end zone. There's no one on the edge for Iowa State because of an outstanding block by Jalen Conyers.
19 seconds left on the clock.
Wreck him. Taj Brooks, 6-yard run. Taj Brooks, that's one of these running backs we'll be looking at come April, May in the NFL draft. Let's go to Minnesota where the Vikings are winning games and Sam Darnold is finding Jordan Addison.
Jefferson left, Addison right, two tight ends. Mutton Hawkinson to the right of Brian O'Neill. Darnold swings out to the right. He throws to the end zone, and Addison caught it! Yes! Touchdown! A diving grab by Jordan Addison!
Shout out to the Vikings Radio Network. Yes! He's got it, baby!
Yes, he does, Walchuk. Okay, I just saw the headline. It's actually they lost the overtime coin toss, but he opted to kick into the wind.
Oh.
And so it was a wind issue that they were complaining about there. Apparently the wind direction changed during the game and he didn't realize it. So he went with what the wind was doing at the beginning of the game, I guess.
Belichick
I don't know.
Never.
But
Belichick
would know what the wind patterns are. Come on. He's got
expertise.
His Doppler. He literally has a Doppler in his pocket on
the
sidelines.
You gotta wet your finger and stick your hand up in the air. Yeah. What is he doing?
Yeah, come on, that's right.
What is he doing?
All right, let's go to a walk-off touchdown Rams Stafford to D-Rob.
Cup in short motion. Stafford takes a snap, 2nd and 6. Bootleg left side. He flips his hips. He fires. He's going deep. DeMarcus brought it in with one hand in the end zone for a walk-off touchdown. 39 yards. DeMarcus calls game. He sticks a right hand up. Brings it in and pins it to his shoulder pad. And L.A. gets out of the Pacific Northwest with a 26-20 overtime win.
All of a sudden, Sean McSex, he's doing it again. They're .500.
He is. That division,
they were broken, and now they're back.
D-Rob, what a snag. Just one hand to haul in the TD.
Beautiful throw. Stafford nailed him right on the money. All right, let's go to Seattle's side of this. This was to force overtime in Rockwall's own JSN from Geno Smith.
Geno has time. Throws to the end zone. Touchdown, Seahawks! It's Jackson Smith and Jigba. He jumped into the stands. He may never get out. The fans are going to take him home. What a game by JSN.
Unbelievable. Career night for him. Fortunately, they didn't get the win, but he was brilliant.
I think Next Gen has him as like the most productive slot receiver in the sport this year.
Wow.
So,
salute.
Yeah, getting it done. All right, we go to Lambeau Field, where the TDs were all frigid, and they were only Detroit Lion TDs. Kirby Joseph, this guy's DPOY candidate. Here we go, DTD.
Second down and two, Green Bay, from their own 38. Love takes the shotgun snap. Lions bring a late blitz. Love back, looking, being chased. Love throws. Picked off by the Lions. Kirby Joseph, left side. He's going to go, baby. Count it down. Five. End zone. Touchdown, Detroit Lions. Oh, how big is that? How big is that?
Wow, that dude was more excited than I've ever heard anybody. Count it down. Man. I was already at the five.
Lions are having a blast right now.
It was big. It wasn't massive machete big, but it was big.
But it was big.
I thought Green Bay had a great chance to win that game right up to that point.
Yeah, that was a terrible play by Jordan Love. He wants that one back. All right, let's go to South Carolina, where the Cocks were upsetting the Aggies. Lenoris Sellers finding Joshua Simon for a big TD.
And he wants to throw it again. He's got Josh Simon who's going to try to break a tackle. He does. At the 40, run, Josh. At the 20, jumps over a man at the 10. Five, touchdown, Carolina. Touchdown. Josh Simon. Oh, what a play. Lenoris runs it again.
So good.
I can't even call the touchdown over here. I got this geezer man over here. He was a coach four decades ago.
So good.
South Carolina's broadcast is awesome.
How many play-by-play guys hate their color analyst?
A lot.
Because they just step all over them. I love the excitement, though, man. That's college football.
That's what it's all about.
That's
man.
What it is. Dude, the color analyst booze in college football, right? Isn't that part of the requirements?
I think so. Yeah.
I mean, you got to get rabid. You got to be like the fan base. All right, let's get to a professional TD of sorts. We go to Baltimore. It's Lamar Jackson. He gets it done to Mr. Zay Zay Flowers.
Lamar fakes the delayed handoff. Now he fires down the middle. He's got a man wide open. That's Zay Flowers at the 30-yard line. Breaks a tackle. He's to the 20. Flowers to the 10. 5. Touchdown! Zay Flowers! Oh, what a catch! Forget the field goal. They got the end zone.
Forget it. We're going for the end zone. What's worse, though, the cheerer or the guy who's going to start clapping? Had a baby, Zay. Woo!
Yeah, the clap. I don't think you need to do the clap there.
Just might as well just yell, yeah. Woo! Yeah!
Go! Yeah. I'll take that over the clap. The clap is jarring.
Mm. All right, let's close it down. TD Tuesday, very jarring. In fact, we got the college football playoff. The first selections are in, and SMU is the first team out currently. They are the 13th ranked team.
Boo!
According to the college football playoff committee, one spot ahead of the Fighting Aggies of Texas A&M at 14. Okay, but SMU was just beating the crap out of Pittsburgh right up the road from here. Shout out to Breshard Smith.
First down, 10, SMU from their 29, right hash, they go right to left, and Breshard Smith has a handoff, big hole, bounces out left, 35-40, off to the races, Breshard to the 40, Breshard to the 30, has one man to beat, to the 20, to the 10, touchdown!
Hey, tell him Rich Phillips sent you.
There we go, a TD Tuesday in the books.
I love it. Thank you, guys. And salute to Rich Phillips, man. Okay, electoral votes are starting to come in, and the early counts right now, Donald Trump with 19 of them, Kamala with 3. I know Kentucky had reported, Indiana.
Yeah.
Georgia and some others are starting to come in here, and we should have more updates as the day continues. Mark Cuban could replace SEC chair Gary Gensler if Kamala Harris wins. That's an interesting local tie-in, of course. He's got time on his hands now.
The infighting with the new ownership and him. I wonder what those dynamics are, dude.
And that bomb was last week in Vancouver, so my bad on that. Flashing back there to the end of LA Live. All right, just wanted to clean that up. All right, coming up next, we'll chuck college football time.
We got to get to Mike Gundy, and we'll give you the rest of the college football playoff top 12. That's next in the nation.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Shoot, yeah, welcome back, Nation. Time for a college football mixer with breaking news happening in the world of college football playoff with the 12-team projection currently on television. We got Wolchuk stepping up to the plate, brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. It's brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one has been injured in a car truck accident, call the Frankels and get a free consultation, 214 or 817-333-3333. Hit frankaffirm.com, and let's go, Wolchuk.
All right, here we go. The first college football playoff rankings have just been revealed, and your number one team, not really a surprise, it is the Oregon Ducks, as they get one of the number one overall seed right now, so they'll get a bye. Georgia at two as the SEC leader, followed by Miami, who leads the ACC, and then BYU. Miami is ranked fourth, BYU ranked ninth, but those are your conference leaders right now. Then you've got Ohio State, who's ranked second by the committee, but they're right now going to be the fifth seed in the playoff because they're behind Oregon. They had that loss to them earlier in the season. Texas ranked fifth by the committee. They're the sixth seed. Penn State is sixth. They're the seventh seed, followed by the Tennessee Volunteers. Indiana is the eighth seed. They'd be matching up with the Notre Dame Fighting Irish right now, who are the 10th seed, but also 10th ranked by the committee. And then you've got Alabama at 11 and Boise State is the big non-Power 5 champion right now at number 12. SMU is the first team out at 13.
Wolchuk, I guess I can ask you this question. If SMU played Boise, you think SMU would win? I think SMU is better than Boise.
I think SMU could definitely beat Boise State, yeah. But the problem is they're now in the ACC.
No, I understand. Right? I'm just,
but I'm with you.
Should we
do a play-in?
that's what I'm saying, though. I kind of feel like that if... That if SMU had BYU on the ropes, just, you know, unfortunately their offense kind of, you know, didn't get the job done. Mm. They had a bad turnover in that game, but man, I kind of feel like that SMU might be this one of these teams that's going to get slept on here.
Well, they still got a chance to knock off Miami, and maybe they get a first, maybe they get a quarterfinal bye as ACC champs.
That'd be great. I just think they'd beat Boise though for sure.
I think they would too.
Yeah.
ESPN does their SP Plus rankings, and they do have SMU at 14 and Boise all the way down at 28.
Yeah.
Ooh.
So yeah. I think you might be onto something.
I think those last two spots, that's going to be crazy what happens with those, you know, with those teams that are kind of last in.
Yeah, we always we were arguing, oh my God, Texas is out right now. Yeah. Holy moly, yeah. Texas isn't in. Now it's like, yeah, we're going to argue over SMU and A&M. Should they be in? You know, they're better than Boise State, right? But that 12th team is going to be the non-Power 5 school. That would be their representative. And so now your first-round matchups, I mean, it's pretty good. Boise State, Ohio State, and this will change. Yeah. Indiana and Tennessee, winner of that would play Oregon.
Man, I think Indiana would beat the Vols.
I would love to see that. Alabama, Texas, winner of that would play Miami. and then Notre Dame Penn State winner of that would play Georgia. That, I mean, this is...
It's going to be so fun.
It's fun. I mean, yeah, I'm all for this college football playoff right now. But SMU, they really do still just control their own destiny.
They do.
If they win out, they're going to the ACC title game,
yeah,
and they'll get their chance against Miami. And Miami is just... It seems like every week is a nail biter for the Canes, and they're figuring out a way to win. Cam Ward's been absolutely fantastic. He's my vote for the Heisman right now, but Miami's beatable.
Are we going to add four teams in here at some point? Is there talks about that? Because I just think, like, if you're Texas right now, you're like, okay, we're sixth, but why? You know, and it's just because I think, like, getting a bye is too much of an advantage for the subjective nature of what we're dealing with right here. So get it up to 16 and
yeah, get it up to 16. Everybody's got to play.
Well, the bye, I guess, is, hey, you're rewarded for
winning.
Yeah,
they're trying to reward.
I know, but it's going to be so difficult to differentiate 3, 4, 5, and 6. And you're going to be like, how are you picking? You know, there's going to be so many examples of the 5 and 6 teams had beat 2, 3, 4.
Yeah.
You know,
well, because I mean, you got Ohio State, who's ranked 2, but they're going to be the 6th seed because they're the second best team in their conference to Oregon.
Yeah, it gets weird.
Well, it's like the NFL when you're in one of those divisions and you win 11 games, but you didn't win your division because right. somebody won 12 or whatever, and now you've won 11 games, but you're going on the road in the wild card to face yeah. a 9-win team or something ridiculous.
No, yeah, it's fun. I mean, we're seeing this thing play out in real time and having our reaction to it.
I would say at least there's a mathematical explanation for that, right? Like the NFL lays out its formula, and it's like, hey, if you accomplish this, you're going to get home field advantage, or you're going to not have to play in week one. Here, it's like it's too much subjectivity with so much on the line for me.
Yeah, I guess in that case, what do you just get rid of the conference championship games if you want to?
I think so, yeah.
And you just don't play them.
Yeah,
and then now we can go to 16. That would make some sense as well. Yeah. Maybe that is the next step.
We used to do those for money, but you now don't have to do them anymore.
Right.
Yeah.
That'd be interesting. I thought you'd be pulling for Boise State. Have Ashton Jenty go ahead and run him to a natty.
No, I mean, hey, I'm looking forward to seeing the player. Dawson, you were talking about the buys and stuff.
Yeah.
I think you're going to see some upsets. I think those teams that are fighting to get in and then playing that first round game, I think you're going to see them go and play some of these teams that have the bye, and we're probably going to see some upsets.
Maybe a disadvantage. You're having the week off.
Yeah, maybe the teams you get out of the routine of playing a little bit. Yeah, because in college football they get two byes anyway, right?
Yes.
So I just think there's going to be some teams that are going to. You know, have had to fight their way in and keep their spot, and they're going to be playing pretty well, and maybe give some of these teams that have the bye some. Okay, real quick, we'll check. Give me the four teams that have the bye.
It was Oregon,
not going to lose.
Georgia,
not going to lose. Probably
Miami.
There's the team I think that's on
which could,
watch.
Could be SMU.
Yeah,
end up being SMU. And
well,
then
no, I'm just saying though. That's which one of the team you think is vulnerable to maybe losing?
Miami out of those four.
Out of those,
I mean SMU. I mean BYU. Excuse me. I mean BYU's been fantastic.
BYU could be that team too. That could very well.
Both of those. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean the second ranked Big 12 team. I mean you got Iowa State, who's fallen down to 17.
They peed down their leg.
They just don't seem to like be loving where the Big 12's at right now either, as a conference does the committee. So that very likely could end up being one. But this is going to be fun, and the first edition of the college football playoff 12 team bracket did not disappoint. I mean this is pretty cool to see in the potential matchups we could get.
By the way, BetOnline has the Mustangs of SMU 52.2% chance of making. The college football.
There you go. Okay. Pony up.
There we go. Let's get to Mike Gundy. Oklahoma State's not in the top 25. In fact, this has been a terrible season for them.
I'm 50. I'm a bad coach.
Yeah, they start. Well, I'm a man. Come at me. They started the season 17th in the AP poll. They were 3-0.
Florida State.
They've lost 6 in a row.
Yeah.
And they're winless in Big 12 play. Mike Gundy asked about the struggles surrounding his program as it tries to reverse this 6-game losing skid. This is what Coach Gundy had to say.
This place has had tremendous success for 18 and a half years or 19. I can't do the math real good. And so, unfortunately, in life, most people are weak. And as soon as things start to not go as good as what they thought, they fall apart and they panic. And then they want to point the finger and blame other people. That you see it happen in everyday life. People do it all the time. That's why I refuse to watch the TV and watch the news, because I get tired of people complaining and bitching about this and that versus just doing something about it and trying to figure out a way to make it better. Well, that's what happens in college athletics. And as Jenny said, she's exactly right. It's just on the bigger stage where people can voice their opinion. And in most cases, the people that are negative and voicing their opinion are the same ones that can't pay their own bills.
Damn.
They're not taking care of themselves. They're not taking care of their own family. They're not taking care of their own job. But they have an obligation to speak out and complain about others because it makes them feel better. But then in the end, when they go to bed at night, they're the same failure that they were before they said anything negative about anybody else.
Wow. So Mike Gundy telling people they're failures who can't take care of their family for pointing out the flaws in his football team. And yeah, I mean, that's just, this is now, his is way worse. This is the second year in a row we're now having a coach lash out after his team's struggling. Last year it was Dabo.
Dabo Swinney, yeah. I thought he was going down that path. Yeah.
This is way worse.
Let it all soak in, fans, just how annoyed they are by you.
Yeah.
You know, just how untough they are in handling the realities of their profession that they get paid millions and millions of dollars for.
He's one of the highest paid state officials in the state of Oklahoma, I bet.
Good Lord. Yeah. Making it about the fans' passion being what's wrong with this equation. Yeah. Just own it, dude. Your team's not good. It's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are we doing? We're blaming the fan base. And they can't anything about it. Like, of course, they're complaining, but they can't do anything about it. They're not part of the staff. That's all they have to do is complain. They probably paid good money to go ahead and graduate from the school.
Sure.
They've got every right to go ahead and complain,
absolutely,
coach.
Absolutely, they do.
You know that phrase, absolute power corrupts absolutely, you know, and it's used oftentimes with an illustration of these college kids that were put in charge of being like mock prison guards for a weekend, and half the class was prisoners, and like within 48 hours it just devolved into complete debauchery, right? As these people got power hungry, right? And I think that applies here. You know, I think modern players and coaches and owners are just given such full power over their environment, their city, you know, whatever it is. And that has now gotten to a point where it's corrupted. Joel Embiid's pushing a dude, you know, like they're, and hey, I think players have had a tough line when it comes to media in their locker room, when it comes to fans being unfair to them. But I think the pendulum has swung in a massive way, and what we're seeing now is different than, you know, what I've observed in my lifetime now. And oof. I don't know where it ends, like, cause it's not attractive at all. Like what Jerry did a couple of weeks ago, horribly ugly radio media scene. Gundy doing that. I really think they should be careful, you know, as they're sitting on the top of the, you know, entertainment world, and sports on live TV is the only thing that's undemandable, you know. I think all of that is coming together. Obviously they're under a lot of pressure, but I'm looking for a little bit more respect on this side of it, you know, from the consumer end that has, you know, spent so much money and time over the years invested in it.
Absolutely.
He says in the beginning, most people are weak, and as soon as things start to not go as good as what they thought, they fall apart and they panic, and then they want to point the finger and blame other people. And then he goes into...
That is rich.
I thought he was talking about his team.
Other people?
I thought he was talking about his team right off the jump, and he really wasn't. I mean,
coach, he described his own state right there in that moment.
Yes.
And then executed. Weak, not as good as he thought, falling apart and panicking. Pointing the finger.
Yeah, wow. might be time for a new head coach there in Stillwater.
Just bring the mullet back, you know? I think that'd win the fans over.
We also had Shador, and Colorado, by the way, ranked 20th in the college football playoff as they take on Texas Tech. That's going to be a fun one. Joey McGuire and Prime, they're good buddies. As Joey McGuire, I believe, was the coach for one of Prime's sons. I think it was Deion Jr., who he coached for a period of time there at Cedar Hill. Now, Shador... Colorado issued at the end of practice a reminder for everybody to stick around and sign up for classes next semester.
Oh.
Shador made sure to let everybody know that, man, I'm going to be in the league. Yeah. You know, I'm not. Well, after the last game, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
And I get it. I mean, that's absolutely true. And then Shador took to Twitter and said, I'm graduating early, by the way. So shout out to you, man. Go ahead and get that degree. Now, Eric, I don't know if you put a curse on this poor animal.
When I saw this in your email, I began laughing out loud because I thought it was so funny.
This is sad. Sad.
The
news.
Story itself is sad, but alleging perhaps at least asking the question.
There might have just been
if I curse this dog.
Some voodoo action going on here, Eric. I don't know, but at any turn when we've been able to talk about Kirk Herbstreit, I mean there is the the dog. The dog gets brought up. Now we've got a terrible situation with Ben the dog, as Kirk Herbstreit has revealed that Ben has been dealing with three different forms of cancer and is taking chemo injections, which has kept him at home. So he is asking for thoughts and prayers. He's giving updates about Ben's health. It's heartbreaking, but hopefully Ben can recover here very, very soon. But I don't know. Do you feel somewhat responsible for this?
I don't feel responsible. I do feel like, though, it justifies all the Make-A-Wish style things that he was doing for this dog on his way out. I didn't realize the backstory here. So this actually, you know, I do feel bad for the criticisms, because I didn't realize his dog was on a bit of a ticking time bomb situation.
I mean, aren't we all?
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah, good point. His just life a little bit terminal. More expedited. Yeah. Expedited.
Than I'll I never forget Troy Hughes and his dog that passed on. He had to go put him down. Really sad situation. But he took photos. Like, he took the dog out and had the grandest of times. Took him to the park to play. Had him eat a big old burger. Let him drink some beer in his bowl. Oh, like, fool, where was all of this when I was alive? I want to live. I feel better now. Look, it's working. Look, it feels good. Around. Oh, my God.
Everything's fine.
It's been fine. I feel good.
That is pretty amazing.
It's gone. Oh, you hear that? You can't hear the cough anymore.
You just throw your dog like a bachelor party of sorts and...
Dog was running, his ears was all floppy, and he got the fold. Man, I felt so bad, bro.
Come on, Rex.
Let that dog die in the closet, man. Let him stay in the house, bro. Don't put him down.
Hopefully we get good news from Ben very, very soon. Last thing here is there is a live rally duck at Providence College games. As that is kind of...
Wait, can you say that again?
Yeah, it's a rally duck.
Rally duck? It's alive?
Yeah.
Is it a live one?
It's live. Okay. I mean, it's a real... duck that they're using as their rally duck.
Did it run
Providence
on the field
College.
Mid-game?
Well, this is just for their basketball team, apparently. I don't. Maybe Providence doesn't have a football team, but their basketball team is
the Friars.
They're the Friars, and they're one of these teams that can be a bracket buster. I mean, Providence has had some runs in the tournament.
Rick Pitino, are they the Ducks?
Rick Pitino was there. No, the Friars.
They're the Friars.
The Fried Ducks.
They're the Friars. Yeah, and
Peking Duck.
They were 18.5 point underdogs. I think they were taking on Duke, but
I love Duke.
The Duck. I mean. I don't know. Maybe this is a new thing. If Providence ends up going on a run, we're going to have this rally.
You and Ben over there.
Struggling.
Yeah, karma.
Wow. Okay.
Karma's
so
a bitch, isn't it?
So yeah. Is.
Let this be a lesson, says the 360, Eric.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, honestly, that's fair. That's fair, 360. You know, maybe come out with it and let people know that you're doing here. Like, hey, my dog is on
Well, if you would have told me something, I would.
If I knew your dog had cancer, I'd be like, fine, go ahead and call games in the booth with Kirk Herbstreit on Thursday Night Football. Like, who cares? That's
all
fine.
Good.
So this is the dog's Make-A-Wish, essentially?
No, the dog just got diagnosed. I mean, this is like a new thing that the dog is struggling. It lost.
He's trying to do treatments for the dog.
It lost use of the back legs. Yeah. And now, yeah, they're doing chemo.
Chemo on the dog, yeah.
Hasn't eaten in 3 days.
So the duck, though, and this duck is, we don't know anything about the health of this duck, right?
No, it's just alive.
For now. Is this like on the bench? Are these players
passing
petting
him
it?
Around.
Or
yeah,
like the players
there was
are?
A
like,
video of them just, passing him
we just have a live duck just hanging around?
It's
like,
checking
and stuff?
It's checking in.
And we can't have an LSU Tiger come out with the squad? Man Campbell, for all the winning he's doing right now in Detroit, can't have a Lion come out with his team, but all of a sudden Providence gets to have their duck quacking?
I think we should check with the authorities in New York on this. Where's Providence? Yeah. Philadelphia?
Providence is...
Make quick work of that duck.
Yeah.
Oh, Providence is Rhode Island, right?
Rhode Island. That squirrel.
Yeah, close enough.
Thing.
I think.
Well, thank you, Woolchuck.
Hey, no problem.
Where's Blake? Blake will tell us where Providence is.
I don't know if he's in tonight.
Yeah, Blake's in the house. Yeah. Fred's in the house.
I think he broke this something over here, too. I mean, I got to have a word with him.
You're going to get a full Fan After Dark coming up 7 to 11, and we'll chat with those guys, see what they have cooking here for you on a Toxic Tuesday next in the Nation.
It's a big two-point play. Pollard behind him, fakes the draw, rolls to his right, looking in the end zone, running to the five, toward the pylon, diving! Did he get the pylon? He did! Prescott runs it in for the two-point conversion, and it's a field goal game.
Crowd doesn't like the call. Now they like the review. Oh, yeah, Yeah, he didn't make
it. We're going to see
his. He did not make it.
Highlights from last time the Cowboys played the Eagles. Cowboys replay brought to you by Ciroc. Please drink responsibly as the Fan After Dark is set to take the broadcast baton. Fred and Blake here coming up 4 hours. Gentlemen, good evening. How the heck are you?
Doing well. Doing well here with you guys. Got some headphones, a little bit of makeshift. I figured out I messed up the headphone rig, so.
Thanks so much for that, Blake.
Yeah. Sorry if your audio was bad all day.
Which one of you two guys is going to have the most crescendo tonight?
Great question. Great question. Well, I mean, if it's any indication of how this, you know, pre-show started, when, you know, I've been pushed back on apparently everything's controversial that I say with Blake, but I guess he's got all the crescendo.
We just had to button it up a little bit, you know. It felt a little too loose. I said, let's button it up. Big day today in America.
Yeah.
I said, let's be buttoned up as a unit today on the Fan After Dark.
It's an easy night to be controversial. You know, if you want to dabble,
why not?
Not on my watch. Not on my watch, Gavin. We stay
playing it safe.
Playing it safe over here.
Well, one of us is.
Well, the electoral map, they need 270 for the dub. Don is off to an early lead. It's 23-3 when it comes to the Electoral College.
Still early, though.
Now, Brian, you usually don't watch this channel, but you love the CNN for John King. Is that right? The texter wants to know, where do I go for John King?
No, I like John King a lot, and I just like the way I feel like, to me, when I watch him, whether it's he's very down the middle. I mean, it's not like high.
Yeah, it's not a big bias night.
It's like he'll tell you why. He will give you. And I started watching it in, I think it was 2016 with John King, and he was like, he predicted the swing with Hillary and Trump. And he said, this is what has to happen. Yeah. He gave me like halftime adjustments.
Yeah.
Like he goes, okay, here's the path. Yeah. If you're this, here's the
path. It's amazing how he knows counties and all these storylines.
He knows the history of all those little counties, and then he'll pull them up and you're like, wow, okay, I see why the state is like this color, but then there's little pockets. And he knows all the voting history of these counties, these little places and stuff. I like him for that because, like I say, he gives me the path of victory and kind of breaks it down. And when it gets late in the night and it gets really interesting out there, what's going on in Arizona and Nevada and places like that,
he's at his best.
That's when he's at his best, breaking down those voting areas.
Is there a big rivalry between him and Steve Kornacki?
Kornacki is really, really good, though.
Those two guys kind of go head-to-head. Like, tonight, this is their, like, Shams versus Woj on draft night.
Kornacki's a little bit more, like animated. Like, he's kind of a...
Yeah, caffeinated.
He's caffeinated, but I'll tell you...
Heaters between commercial breaks.
He's really good in horse racing. Like, he'll like, do odds and stuff with horse racing and things like...
Good with numbers.
Yeah, really, really good with numbers. But, yeah, both of those guys are outstanding.
I just can't believe some of these states have, you know, looked at the last 4 years and not, like, totally buttoned up their voting machines. You know, like, some of these states are like, hey, we got 75% of our votes already counted. We should be done in the next hour or two. Some states are like, yeah, it might be next week.
Well, it's funny you bring that up, because I was talking to Drew from 1080 about that. I said, why are we waiting 3 or 4 days? But it's a federal mandate that they have to hand count some of these states.
Yeah. Oh.
So the federalities, man, they're trying to prevent what we're all afraid of.
AI is coming for everybody else's job except for theirs.
I have a great question. Theirs. You said AI. Will we see the Tesla robots? Will we see Tesla robots putting in votes in the future? How do you stop that? How do you know?
Not if Democrats.
I'm saying you dress it up and it makes a vote. How do we stop that from happening in the future?
Huh? Do they have an ID?
I'm sure you can get a workaround for that. We have robots coming in as our personal assistants. You don't think people that are smart enough would figure out a way to rig votes? That's all I'm saying.
Quantum computing, they're going to be able to hack everything. They'll make themselves
IDs. Fake IDs.
See, y'all laugh now. In 10 years when that's a reality and we don't know how to do a presidential debate because there's... That's all I'm saying.
Just email DJ and fix this, please.
Stop smoking that shit!
In about 3 months from now, we'll have a Super Bowl reality. Will the Chiefs be there undefeated?
No. No, they'll lose.
Who are they losing to?
Okay.
Bills?
The Chargers.
Lose in the playoffs?
Oh, no, they'll make it to the Super Bowl. Unless there's an injury, and, you know, we all kind of got freaked out. I mean, I know I certainly did last night. No, they'll lose at least one regular season
game.
They'll
have a bad loss to the Raiders.
You know, no, they lose to the Raiders. That team's a disaster. The Chargers.
I mean, I'm saying it'll be some team you didn't expect.
Yeah.
My money's on the Steelers. Steelers beating them.
In what,
Mr. Playoffs? Unlimited?
In the regular
done?
Season.
I don't think they play in the
I think they play again,
season,
no?
They?
Pretty sure.
Play again. They're not in the same division, Blake.
I'm just saying, I think they play. Do they not play this season?
I don't know. We'd have to Google up their schedule real quick.
Don't think
I
so.
I thought they played every year.
All.
I don't think
that twice a year.
No.
No, they play again.
Sometimes three.
Come on, they play again.
Okay, if they play, I want an apology.
No,
because
I don't think they play that. No, because I don't think the AFC West plays the AFC North this year.
I'll find out here in a second.
But I could be completely.
Chiefs
wrong.
Do play the Steelers on Christmas Day.
Oh, all right.
Blake it or leave it.
Blake it or leave it.
Come on.
Blake it or leave it.
At Pittsburgh.
Fair enough.
And they also played in the preseason, which means they're going to play again.
Oh, the preseason.
Talk about a crescendo. Yeah. My God.
Redemption is so sweet for Blake.
Blake for president.
No one has more crescendo up here at the station.
Nobody.
The most crescendo.
He's got the most crescendo.
How about this? A throwback listener, 817, bring back the Nation political show with Gavin Dawson. Y'all don't remember that. That's a throwback. Yep. That's a legendary tolo.
Speaking of throwbacks, we yesterday were trying to figure out names for
Thank you for bringing
our fans and loyal listeners to call us. And then we were asking, what does G-Bag fans call themselves? And everyone was texting and said, Nationals?
Yeah.
G-Bag Nationals.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is there another name, too? Some people were saying.
Yeah, there was another one, too.
G-Baggers? Tolos?
No. It was Nationals.
I think it was G-Baggers.
Right. Was it G-Baggers? Yeah. I know. It was like Nationals and G-Baggers.
I was just saying.
Bag Boys?
I don't know. Y'all tell us.
I feel like I would have seen that.
With some Bag Boys.
Thanks to Lucius Alexander, the Pimp Cup Master Control 75 and Fitzhugh. Thanks to Carter Freeman coordinating your video. You can watch us at 105thefan.com, Twitch, and YouTube. Thanks to Woolchuck and Chiafalo and brought us. I'm Gavin Dawson. Till tomorrow at 2, you're going home with the Nation, Addies.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.